And now time for another story in our series, Seattle's Mother Road.
Aurora's really gritty.
But you have to start somewhere.
When I think of Aurora, I think of, oh God, here we go back to trouble again.
But now it's getting better, a lot better.
Our series, Along the Mother Road, is where we check out how the city's rapid growth is affecting one of its oldest highways. Aurora Avenue has been kind of stagnant for years, but city planners hope to build more apartment buildings there. But it's expensive to build in Seattle, and developers can't charge high rents in Aurora, so they have to find new ways to keep their costs down. KUW's Joshua McNichols brings us this snapshot of one developer who found a way.
Here's how developer Daniel Stone built a Seattle apartment building on the cheap.
This entire building was built in Boise, Idaho.
Labor and material costs are cheaper there. The apartments were built in a factory.
And they were shipped on semis from Boise to here over about 3 weeks last June.
The manufacturer loaded 93 apartments on 36 semi-trailers. They came over Snoqualmie Pass, and they didn't even stop driving when they got flat tires.
And then we brought in a large crane out in front and assembled the whole building in about 9 days.
So you put it together like Legos, basically?
Absolutely, very much like Legos, and thank God it fit together.
There was still work to do in Seattle, because you don't want the stacked apartment units to tumble apart in an earthquake.
It was right here, for example. So this was one box, and this was another box that we then connected up and structurally attached together.
Stoner said this unorthodox method of building allowed him to lower rents by 15 to 20%. Some of these tiny apartments will go for $850 a month. In May, he'll start work on his next modular project near Othello Station in South Seattle. At 109th in Aurora, I'm Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.